Good morning.
Hello, Elias.
And what shall we discuss, my friend?
Well, I'm going to start out with a couple of questions for other people, and then we'll dig into my questions. So the first question is, someone wanted to ask the essence name for someone that they know, and the focus name of this person, their current name is Julia Arocker. And his impression was L'Oreal.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Excellent. And another very similar question is for Jeetha Dhaliwal, wants to know her essence name. And her impression is Gypsy, J-Y-P-S-Y.
Actually, that is a focus name.
Ah.
And the essence name is Gemma.
How do you spell that?
G-M-A.
G, then what?
E.
E-M-A. Okay.
A.
So things have been going well over here. Really just been enjoying life. Getting a lot of satisfaction out of simple things like yard work, planting, weeding, just actually really enjoying it, which is not something that necessarily would have been that way in the past, but being able to use those activities as a source of satisfaction.
Excellent. I would say that is tremendous, my friend, because it is moving you in the direction in which you can genuinely begin to appreciate everything in your reality, which most individuals don't.
Right. Right. Yeah, if you can draw satisfaction from weeding.
Quite so, my friend. But actually, that can be an action that can be very meditative.
Right. Right. Very soothing. And so all the different yard work I've been doing, it's been, you know, a lot of digging, a lot of moving around. It's actually been good physically for me as well. It's getting a lot more activity in. I can feel a difference there as well.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Excellent. How have you been faring in light of all of the social activity and civil unrest?
I find it interesting from a number of different perspectives. Not tremendously interesting. It just, it's not my nature, I guess, so to speak. But I find it interesting, like, you know, one of the things that really, really I just find intriguing is when people are so triggered by the idea of some kids walking down the street carrying signs that they end up doing something that they have to objectively know that is going to lead to very bad repercussions in their life. Like they end up getting fired, but they are so triggered in that moment that the idea that somebody is protesting, that they come out with pretty awful behavior.
I am understanding.
And it's all different ages. I mean, there was a video the other day of a 75-year-old woman with a bat chasing a bunch of teenagers down the street.
It is interesting what it is sparking and how it is challenging those differences.
Right. Very much so.
Which is what I expressed was a part of this present mass event, which is ongoing.
So, a few questions. All right, one is, I believe I have been occasionally expressing genuine love recently.
Congratulations.
And I wanted to verify that with you, or...
Yes, and I would say that that is definitely an accomplishment.
And am I expressing that now?
Yes.
Okay. It's my sense of it is just to share what it feels like for mine is this sense of openness, patience, and interest. And it's not for any one thing. It applies to everything.
I understand. Because it isn't a feeling. It is an expression that becomes a state of being.
And when you're in public and you this occurs, it's just so... It feels so good. It's just so, I don't know, so appreciative.
excellent. And what I would say to you is what is so tremendous about this is not only does it become a state of being, but also it can... very much invoke feelings, even though it isn't a feeling in itself.
Right.
It invokes feelings in relation to your entire being, physically and emotionally, in which you are comfortable, you are content, you are satisfied, but you also are appreciating everything.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So that's something, it's occurred occasionally, and that's something that I'm going to continue to move in that direction.
Excellent. I would say that especially now, that can be tremendously, tremendously helpful. And in that ripples out with a tremendous strength. And that is definitely an expression that is very useful presently.
Oh, good. Good. The other thing I've noticed is how dissatisfaction, what I've really noticed is how all the different ways dissatisfaction shows up that, you know, maybe initially or for a long time, this is obvious as I say this, but I wouldn't have recognized it as dissatisfaction. Like fidgeting.
Yes.
Simply looking for more just can extend a state of boredom indefinitely.
I very much agree and understand. I would also be very acknowledging of you that in this new expression of love, you can be nurturing that tremendously in all of those actions that you were expressing previously, that you are finding satisfaction and comfort in.
Right.
such as all of your yard work, that can be definitely promoting a time framework of centeredness, and that it actually nurtures and enhances that expression of and that state of being of love.
Excellent. Well, I'll keep that in mind as I continue to do the yard work and move in that direction.
Excellent. How are you proceeding with your family?
Oh, it's every day I am feeling so blessed.
Congratulations. That is tremendous, my friend.
Particularly this time period.
That is so excellent. And I would say so significant, because this is what is so important, is that if you want to change the world, you do it by changing yourself and in your own home.
And I don't even want to change the world, but I certainly would like to support, you know, everyone that wants to move in a happier direction.
And that you are definitely doing. I would say that you are definitely doing that by example and having that energy rippling out tremendously. That is so exquisite.
And it's not all, it's not like everyone gets along all the time. Like, particularly my son can be quite argumentative and sometimes difficult, but that's okay too. It's just a matter of, you know, going with it, not fighting it.
Correct.
Question.
Don't have to be opposing it, and you don't have to be moving in a direction of correcting.
Yeah, that's another thing that I've noticed, is that a lot of that automatic resistance doesn't occur anymore.
That is tremendous. That is a byproduct of what you are expressing as that state of being.
And it's kind of weird because, well, not weird, but, you know, maybe he'll have an outlet. To give an example here, you know, there'll be an outburst, some tension, and some strong words going around, and I'm in the room, and it doesn't faze me at all. Where previously that my guideline of you don't talk to someone that way, or that's not how you treat each other, would have been very
likely, because then you aren't in a position in which you express that need to be correcting.
Right.
By first perceiving that the other individuals are wrong. But actually, even if you don't like something, or you don't necessarily agree with something, it is different because you aren't necessarily perceiving it as absolutely wrong, and therefore you being absolutely right, and therefore, by extension, something requiring a correction.
Right.
I would say congratulations. That is tremendous.
Yeah, that, I mean, from a, you know, we could go back over the years, and much of our discussion has resolved, or I mean, has focused on being triggered by family.
Yes. I very much understand and agree. And that is the reason that I am so tremendously acknowledging you. Was not the situation and definitely not your state of being when you began engaging conversations with myself.
No, no. In fact, I had recently broke my hand punching a wall in anger.
I am quite aware there was quite being expressed previously.
And I can see that that's what my son picked up that pattern, and so that's what I'll try to be the best example of a different way going forward.
And in that will be affecting also.
I hope so.
I would say it definitely will be. And in that, let me also say to you that although people pay attention to loudness and to violence and to aggressiveness, they actually pay more attention to quietness because they have to listen more.
Okay.
In that, it definitely creates a strong impression, contrary to what many individuals think, that if they want to be heard, they must be loud, they must be violent. That is not necessarily true. That in actuality, if there is one person in a group that is speaking very softly or that doesn't speak often, the people around that individual generally are more apt to be listening to them because they know that that person doesn't speak unless it is important.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that I would be encouraging you to not be speaking, not at all. Definitely encourage you to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And so express yourself in the manner that is naturally you. But that natural you is actually being expressed more and more now than it ever was.
Right.
Which is tremendous.
Yeah, another positive of this general mass event is that my wife likes to notice is that we've gotten to know our neighbors a lot better.
Ah. Interesting development.
Yeah, it's something that you can live by someone for many, many years and really, and then there still are people that we don't know, but you know, it's moving more so that being open and friendly and acknowledging each other.
Excellent. And are you comfortable with that?
Super.
Or are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Excellent. Because some people don't.
That's
but
fair.
I would say that most people are generally significantly social, and that because you are social beings, and that is an important factor, and in that most people would be very responsive to interacting with each other, especially if their interaction is being discouraged in other manners.
Right. And it's a scale, the socialness. I mean, I don't have the social interests that my wife does. So my preferred discussions, you know, are usually over in a couple of minutes.
I understand.
She can go on for quite some time.
But even that is generating a social connection.
Right.
Which can be significant, especially to other individuals.
I see.
Let me say to you, you are privy to what I have been expressing to other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They ask frequently what they can do, and I have been expressing to people to ask questions and ask what can they do, how can they help with other people. But that isn't the only manner. You can be helping simply by doing what you were expressing, simply by expressing a very brief, perhaps only 2 minutes of a conversation with another individual, simply acknowledging them, acknowledging their presence, acknowledging their being. You don't have to have an in-depth conversation with them. You don't have to be tremendously objectively connecting with them. But simply acknowledging their presence, which is a part of witnessing them. Especially in a time framework in which people are feeling restricted.
And isolated.
Correct.
Yeah, that, I didn't think of it previously, but we do have, like, even an easy example is, you know, a number of older couples, you know, such as my parents that live in another state, but they're not able to see their families as often as they used to, if at all.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah.
Therefore, there are many people that are feeling isolated or cut off in a manner of speaking. And it is meaningful to them to be acknowledged.
Right. Okay. Question that I have is, I frequently use questions to redirect my attention.
Excellent.
And we've talked about that in the past. And if I've been diligent, let's say, practicing or been aware, you know, I can change a feeling in, let's say, 5 to 6 redirections. If I have not been diligent and I'm in a funk, if, let's say, a bad mood, I found that I could still change the feeling, but it may require 30 to 40 redirections.
Ah. That is interesting fact.
It is interesting. And I've done it a number of times that I've, you know, almost like a scientific process. And I find that if I redirect 50 or more times within a set period of time, I start to feel really good. And so the question that comes up is sometimes in some of the people that you talk to and other people that the questions don't work for them or they're not able to get out of the feeling or the funk.
Correct.
And why is it different?
First of all, It is partially that people are so very accustomed to paying attention to feelings for several reasons. It isn't only that they are habitually following feelings, but they also assign incorrect meanings to feelings. Therefore, they perceive feelings as a communication, which it isn't. They perceive feelings as being truer than even thinking. They perceive feelings as being a part of their identity. And therefore, there are many reasons that people have reinforced to themselves throughout their lifetime of that it is natural to follow feelings, and that is what they do, and they have habitually done that throughout their entire lives. But then when it is a matter of expressing that information to them, that feelings are not a communication, and that they are a signal, and that they are not something to be following, then they become confused because they don't understand how to not follow them. Therefore, what happens is, which individuals express to myself repeatedly many, many, many times, that what they do is they express, I become stuck and confused. I don't know how to move out of that state, which they are thinking that the feelings continuing is actually a state of being, and it isn't. But in that, because they are misdefining so many aspects of actions and expressions that are associated with feelings, that they become confused. In this, many, 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 many of them are confused in relation to then feelings. And one of the pieces that is very confusing with them and that they become caught up in is that they are attempting to first of all, find where that feeling is coming from, in their words, which isn't always significantly important in the moment. And what they are doing is they are projecting past, this is very common, very, very common. What they do is they say in words that they are being triggered by something.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates feelings that become overwhelming, and then they loop in those feelings. Those are their words. And that they can't get out of that looping action. Now, what is actually happening is something does trigger them, but what it does is it triggers a familiar feeling. Something in their senses that is inputting to them.
They make an assessment about it or a judgment.
Yes, they connect, they touch a memory with a feeling, but then what they immediately do is they immediately turn their attention to that feeling, and it is a then feeling. It isn't a now feeling. And what they are doing is they are making an assessment, and they are engaging a perception that that feeling is about now. Therefore, whatever the intensity of it is, they are attributing to now. They aren't making a distinction between then and now. If I ask an individual, if they express, "I was triggered by this, and it triggered me in this memory, and I had this feeling." Now, the important piece of that whole experience that the individual was having isn't the feeling. The important piece of what the individual is experiencing is that they did touch a memory, and they gave themselves an explanation for behavior that happened before, in the past. Why they did something, or why they chose something pastly, why they expressed a certain behavior, what they're doing is giving themselves an explanation for that. But what they do is they see that explanation, and they attribute it to now. But they aren't actually experiencing that now. They don't actually do that now any longer. They aren't actually that same behavior now. But they miss that piece because what they are doing is paying attention to that feeling and bringing it into their present moment and expressing that that feeling is affecting them now, but it isn't.
And it is, the impression I get is that, and I'm not sure where this impression comes from, but the impression I get is that sometimes they're holding to their thoughts so tightly.
Yes. They hold to, yes, the thoughts, the perception, and everything that reinforces holding and following that feeling.
But the other thing I want to, and I want to put this on a positive spin, is it's all part of a continuum. It's not like that there's a different method for emotional individuals versus thought.
Oh, no. There is not a different method, regardless of what focus type you express. No, it is the same regardless.
It's just that some of us need more, need something more dramatic to help us shift our attention.
Yes. And let me express to you that that is actually more common than people acknowledge. And that it doesn't matter whether the individual is emotionally focused or thought focused or otherwise, that many, 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 if not most, people actually do for the most part, require more intensity to actually change something.
That's actually very helpful to know. So if I'm, like, let's say, I'll just throw out an example. If I was talking to my mother, and let's say she was having issues with something, my questions may not be helpful to her, but, you know, your advice to go outside, take a walk, and count the number of clouds that you see or something, that would maybe be more helpful for her.
Yes, yes. And in this also, let me say to you, this is a significantly important piece, my friend, that when people want to be helpful to someone else, you automatically move in a direction of what you perceive to be helpful. It is automatic. And in that, you automatically make an assessment of what will help this person. They will do this, or move in that direction, or express in this manner, or stop doing this. That will make a difference, and it will be helpful. But what you are actually doing is expressing from your own perception. What is important to you, or what would be helpful for you? What is actually considerably helpful with other people is to begin from the standpoint of asking them what is helpful. Not telling them what to do or what would be helpful to them to do, but asking them what do they see as being helpful? What did they perceive as helpful to them?
And that makes a ton of sense, but it's so, like, I can't think of a single example of that in our, you know, out of our gurus and teachers.
Precisely. Because that is not the direction that you automatically move in. And acknowledgement of the other individual. It is always a matter of if there is a problem, fix it. If there is a problem, obviously they are incapable of generating a solution, or there wouldn't be the problem. That is not true. Sometimes, in actuality, many times, all an individual actually needs or requires is someone to actually ask them that type of question, because then they are thinking about what would actually be helpful for their situation.
That sounds like it'll be very helpful actually for my kids.
I would agree.
That's
it is helpful for everyone.
Right.
As it not only puts you in a position in which you aren't instructing the other person, but that you are genuinely listening to them, and it also, for the other individual, allows them the opportunity to listen to themselves.
Okay. Wanted to ask you about something else that generated a very interesting reflection. And I believe it is, I'm chalking it up as early evidence that I'm changing my perception of myself and my situation. But it's kind of unusual. And so what happened was a distant relative of my wife notified us that they don't have any children, that them and their partner would like my wife to be the executor of their will, but also that they want us to be their sole beneficiaries. And I had found out about this a little while ago, and a couple months ago, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, I thought it made sense. My wife has certainly got a very level-headed and very fair attitude, so I thought it made sense. But I was helping one of them the other day move, and they let me know how much money they have, and it's a lot. Now, so it just creates a very weird situation, and like even me and the wife just kind of laugh it off a little bit, but obviously, it creates, like, my situation right now has not changed. My situation may change in the future, but you know what? They could change their mind. So the way I have been thinking about this is simply as a reflection that I generated based on me changing my perception. And I could take that as evidence of that and continue to move in that direction. And so again, I'm putting the onus back on myself, not on the outside source. Does that make sense?
Yes. Continue.
Right, and it also provides a little bit more flexibility on how to think about things. You know what I mean? Flexibilities from a job perspective, flexibility from a lot of different things. And I know, again, it's from my wife's side of the family, but it still obviously occurred in my reality. So it is, you know, the question is it a reflection of me or a reflection of her? But to a degree, it's got to be a reflection of both.
Correct. It is.
Okay.
Now, why are you hesitant?
Because I'm not putting my faith in any outside sources. I'm.
No. I would say that is a convenient answer. But it definitely isn't genuine.
No?
Oh. Both definitely not. No. I would ask you again, why are you hesitating?
Well, I think it's from my view of nothing's actually been settled. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I could take it as a view that my energy is changing and that helped create that situation, but it's still ongoing.
I understand. But let me also remind you, my friend, this is an excellent example of that very common perception of not getting your hopes up or not counting on something that isn't definite or not moving in a direction because you don't want to disappoint yourself or not being in a direction because you don't want to be arrogant about it. No. Now, I would express a reminder. What is the basic principle of creating your reality?
I project, then reflect.
No. The basic principle of creating your reality is that you always create more of what you pay attention or concentrate on.
Right.
Therefore, when you move in the direction of hesitation, what do you create?
More hesitation and waiting.
Correct. Therefore, in that, when you move in the direction of, I won't allow myself to actually be excited about this or to acknowledge this to myself because the other shoe could drop or because it isn't entirely settled yet. Or because. Those are expressions that are very familiar, and what are they indicative of? Not deserving.
Not deserving.
Yes, doubt and not deserving. I don't actually deserve this. I didn't actually earn it. And I don't actually deserve it because I don't know why these people would move in this direction. Why would they want to give this to me?
That's a very, like that not wanting to be disappointed, that's a very ingrained habit.
Yes, it is. And I would say that it is something that is very, very, very reinforced because it is an energy that is expressed all over your world in every culture.
Okay, so what's the best way to move with that? Obviously, I'll put that on my list of things to acknowledge. That hesitancy, that.
And what I would say to you is practice and remember that you don't necessarily have to believe something initially while you are practicing. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you are doing intentionally because that is the choice. Therefore, practice being excited. Practice acknowledging that. Practice looking forward to it.
Okay. It is amazing. It is, I mean.
Practice being a child.
That's great.
I would say if you express to a child that you are going to go somewhere or you are going to give something to them that they genuinely want and that is very exciting to them, it doesn't matter to them whether they actually have it yet or not. Or whether they are actually going to a place that day, they are excited and they keep being excited. They stay excited until it materializes.
Excellent, Elias. Excellent. I'm glad I brought that up, Duke.
I would say congratulations. I would say that is tremendous creative expression. That's very creative.
This is something
that so many people wish for, and you actually created it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But let me also congratulate you, because one of the reasons that you created it was because you were already moving in a direction of being comfortable and satisfied with what you have and what position you are in, rather than discounting yourself or expressing that the position that you are in is not enough, it isn't good enough, you aren't satisfied with this, and that you should be doing more and it should be different. You aren't doing that, and you haven't been doing it. And because of that, you always create more of what you pay attention to and what you concentrate on.
Yeah, I'm just very excited about life in general, just from the idea of living life from that perspective.
Precisely. And therefore, you give yourself more reasons to be excited. I would say that is tremendous. And once again, an example of what you can do and what you can accomplish dependent upon what you are expressing. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to strive. You can be meditatively weeding in your yard, and look what you created.
Mm. Thank you, Elias.
Are exceptionally welcome, my friend. I would say this is definitely an example of well done. I would definitely encourage you to acknowledge yourself in that.
I will do. I certainly will do.
And also, while you are expressing in love and you are appreciating, I would also express to you to acknowledge your partner to a degree also, because she has participated with you in this situation in not moving in a direction of hounding you to do something different. Therefore, she has been cooperating with you in this journey.
Yes.
And in this exploration that you have been engaging. And I would say that that has definitely been encouraging and supportive, and in that also deserves credit.
Okay, good reminder. Okay, that's great. A couple quick questions with the time left. Occasionally I notice, particularly when I'm out in public, that I'll look at a situation and I'll have a thought that doesn't necessarily feel like it's mine.
Yes.
Like, I'll give you an example. I'll look at some development going on where land is being turned into stores. And I have the thought, like, oh, there's too much development going on in this town. And I'm like, where the heck did that come from? I've never thought that in my life. And it has a very neutral feel to it. It doesn't have an emotional tag.
Correct. I would say to you, my friend, that this actually is a common expression when people are being more open. What that is you actually expressing yourself more as essence than simply as one focus. You are, in a manner of speaking, channeling yourself.
Channeling myself. So are those thoughts from other focuses?
No. This is coming from you as essence, not simply you as this focus, but you as essence, which is what you actually genuinely are. And every so often, when you are actually being more open, and it may simply be in a moment, you may not be paying attention to much of anything. You are simply being. And in that moment, some type of information comes through you that you immediately recognize as not being you, this focus you, this identity of you that you recognize as you. But it is you, as essence you.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yes.
All right, Elias. Well, thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun.
And I would also say that in that, my friend, whatever information you express in those moments that seem to not be you, it might also seem strange or not necessarily significant, or it might also seem to include an opinion which you wouldn't necessarily think would be indicative of an expression of essence.
But
it is, because you have preferences. Even as essence.
Interesting. And I could align with that. It's just something that I don't normally think about.
Understand. I understand. And it doesn't mean that you have to do anything with it.
No, no. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you, Elias.
You are very welcome, my friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting for accomplishment and more of what you are actually presenting to yourself. I congratulate you at this point.
Thank you.
I express tremendous love to you, my dear friend, as always. Au revoir.
Goodbye. Bye.